Right. I need to be honest. I have 4% battery. It's gone down 2% since I've joined, and I have no charge. So
hold on a second. What? What?
Got no charge. I'm trying to look in.
What? This is a professional, Brett. You can't be dicking around with a harmonica when you've got no fucking battery. I can't hear it. Your microphone's fucked.
Hello.
What's going on? I can hear you now. I can hear the harmonica.
Do you want? Shall I jump on my phone and you record?
I think you're gonna have to. With 2%, I think you're gonna have to.
Let's roll the titles.
Where's your charger? Where's your charger?
Right, it's at work still, and I'm picking it up in a bit to make sure I can record tomorrow's pod. Things are too.
Roll the titles. Get your phone.
For you, I do this for you. For you.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right, we are officially in Warzone. I can't believe this is the full-length pod, the weekly drop, and Brett hasn't got a charger for his laptop, so it's just me. No, it's not. Brett's choice on his phone. I just look. You might as well be a Flintstone at this point. What are you doing?
Look, let me explain. Can I just explain the last 24 hours? Can I explain my week since Wednesday?
Well, we've had little snippets of it throughout the week, but go on, darling. Unload. I am your big brother. This is your diary room.
Right. For those that don't listen to the Daily Drop, that is a problem for me personally, but I'm going to explain why we're in the dire straits that we're in on this episode of the pod, right? So on Wednesday morning, I'm woken up at 5 a.m. by my dog being sick.
You need to stop doing that sound effect.
Well, that's what it sounds like. I go into work, I come back, Pluto's knackered, but we go to bed.
Pluto's the dog, right? Pluto's the dog.
And then it gets to, I think, okay, he's not been sick, he's fine, he's settled down, 1:30. I have him in my room because I think just need to keep an eye on him. Then I hear again. So I run downstairs and I give him some chicken and I go and let him be sick and stuff.
How did you cook the chicken?
I was just gave it to him raw.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Yeah, the dogs.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to cook chicken because there's bones and stuff in it.
No, but a chicken breast, you cook it.
No, you just had it, wolfed it down.
No, you cook the chicken, Brett.
No, you don't.
You're going to give the dog salmonella.
And then
it's
I was so
hell in there. You've got to be a special type of person.
And then so come Friday, when we tried to do our daily drop on Friday evening, I'd fallen asleep during
Look, I'm not going to lie, Brett. I get very anxious around messaging people sometimes. Like, I don't want to piss people off. I get very scared of pissing people off. And I feel like sometimes I feel like I give a very demanding energy about me. I'm like, I want this, I need this. And I get very scared sometimes of messaging you because I'm like, he's going to get pissed off at me. And this week, I've really felt it. I really have.
Oh, no, don't. Bally, I could never, ever get pissed off at you.
Oh.
All I'll say is, this morning, I had a bloody migraine. And that doesn't normally happen. So I think, MRI scan. Let's get it booked. See what's going on up there.
You know what? Trigger warning, everyone. Someone tweeted this week about brain aneurysms, and they can just pop out of nowhere. And I've never thought of that. Like, so you could just be walking about your day. We could be doing this pod now, and I could have a brain aneurysm and just drop dead. That's scary. It is.
I think the one most likely to get one out of us two currently is me. The fact that I fell asleep.
Me.
Drag Race UK.
You can't let me have a moment, can you? You can't let me have my aneurysm. It's all me. My sick dog, my migraine. I've fallen asleep. Woe is fucking me. Right, look, we're chatting too much.
Oh,
it has been quite a week. No, you know what? It has been quite the week because obviously Celebrity Big Brother's taken over lives. Traitors did the same.
Do you know why I'm speaking about my sicky dog? It's because I've talked to you about nothing but reality TV this week. I've had no chance to have a natter. So we come to Sunday's episode.
We haven't. But you know what? I've literally just barely caught up on Drag Race UK. Yeah. I haven't watched Drag Race US. I've missed The Apprentice.
Married at First Sight. Who?
Dancing on Ice. The ice is flipping defrosted. I totally forgot. Look, it's been hell. But we have been enjoying Celebrity Big Brother, haven't we? We really have.
I've loved Celebrity Big Brother. I have loved that, especially this series. You know, you and I were both talking. We felt that it was going to be quite a short series. So you can imagine our relation that 3 days we've got tears, we've got tantrums, we've got people suggesting therapy.
But all over a pissing orange.
Love it.
I love it. I love, this is why I love Big Brother. Like the argument over how to peel an orange. Epic.
Brilliant. I mean, we've had Sharon and Louis giving us drama this week. In fact, Kerry came and joined us on one of our daily drops earlier in the week and said that she was not happy with Louis Walsh nominating her boy Bradley Richards. Should we listen back to that moment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, so so I'm really massively team Bradley, mm-hmm. and no relation, guys. I'm getting asked such a lot.
I knew you were going to be team Bradley because at the Gaydio Pride Awards, you, me, Jordan, Henry, Hallie, and Bradley had drinks, didn't we? We're part of a family now. We were in a lift. Things happened. Things were said. There's a bond.
I love that boy. I feel like that evening, Mama gained another child. literally, I love him. I love him so much. And you know what? His soul is kind. His everything about him is just a nice person. And yeah, I'm massively team Bradley.
You've had similar reasons for going into that because Bradley wants to raise awareness of autism and, like, you know, kind of put that to the forefront. And you obviously went in to kind of raise awareness of MS. So you're kind of similar in the instance in there. And do you think he's going to do, like, well with that? Do you think he's going to kind of raise awareness of autism, especially in kind of, like, acting and in what he wants to do?
100% he's going to do that. Absolutely. Like, he's just... That's his aim. That's his mission. That's what he wants people to feel they are... You know, he's really comfortable in his own skin and he wants other people to know that actually, you know, dream big. You can do this stuff. You can be an actor. You can go on TV. You know, he went in with his earplugs in on the live show because obviously he does suffer with his with you know, the enormity of the event, the lights, the sounds, the, you know, and I just think smash it, kiddo, go and win. Just smash it. But yeah, he's going to absolutely raise awareness for that. And yeah, he's the best person. He's just the best person. But can I bring out a quick spoiler if you haven't seen Late and Live? And apologies, Louis he's nominated my boy.
You know what?
He wasn't happy.
A few of the comments that we've had on our TikTok and Instagram, give us a follow, everyone. People are confused and thinking Bradley is Kerry's son. We can confirm they have just got the same surname. They're not related in any way. I think Kerry kind of calls everyone her boy. All my kids, just because she's mothering. Do you know what I mean?
She really was mothering. And do you know what I loved on the call when we were speaking to her? She kept referring to us as boys, and I felt like she was babysitting us.
No, like, I'm not that much younger than Kerry, so I'm like, come on, thanks. I'll take it.
It's because, as the bluebells say, you're young at heart, man.
There you are, Dot. It's the all of you, like #spawn, #ad. But you know what? We've had quite the week for special guests because we were also joined by the icon of Birmingham, Miss Why She Black. Absolute bastardry of drag. I love Why She Black. I'm so proud of Why She from just being from around my neck of the woods and just doing the damn thing.
So do you know my experience with Why She? I've met her twice and it's always at Birmingham Pride and it's backstage and she's just about to go on stage and do a bit of hosting or something. And it always feels like it's the most chaotic 2-minute interview of my life.
It is.
I don't think I could tell you anything that's happened in those interviews.
That's exactly what it is.
You'd be able to say the same.
I also, like, there's, every time I chat to Why She for radio, like, I've met them, like, you know, out and about and things, but every time it's for radio, I'm kind of on the edge of my seat because I don't know what they're going to say. And I'm like, are they going to swear? What kind of iconic thing is going to come out? Love, love, love. And that's why I love them. It's just icon. It's chaos.
She was absolutely brilliant. She joined us on the pod to discuss everything that was going on around the eviction. And should we play a little bit of the chaos that unfolded?
Let's do it.
I have been enthralled in Celebrity Big Brother. Probably as much as the first one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Who's your favourite at the moment then? Who's like your top three at the moment?
Top three. So surprisingly, Fern. I never thought going in, I'd be like, oh, you know what, Fern? Yeah, I like you a bit. Brad, Dan. Dan is, I've worked with him before and he's the same. He's absolutely the same.
Stunning. I just love that you're part of the finessence.
Listen, honestly, I don't know what's going on. I never would have thought it, but I went, do you know what, Fern? Ask them questions. Get that tea.
Okay, are you on my team where I think Fern deserves her own chat show then? Because I can see happening.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's time to come back. Do you know what I mean?
No, I can't see it. I see it going on to Loose Women. That's where I see it happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can get that. I can grab that.
No, I think she's too good for Loose Women, you know. No Ooh. Shade to the girls.
No tea, no shade.
Now look, it's all kicking off now. Like, we saw a nominations rule break. I don't know if you've seen the clip. We are pre-recording this the day before, by the way. So I don't know if you've seen the clip of ZZ and Lauren having it out. Lily and Lauren spoke about nominations. What do we think?
Listen, I'm glad things are now beginning to kick off. I'm glad because I thought the first week was going to be a bit boring, and especially as people are sort of like they're trying to be a big happy family, doing the Big Brother songs, and do you know what I mean? All that. I'm glad it's kicking off now.
I love that it's taken 3 days for them to crack. Yeah. Three days is all as it took. What side of the fence would you be on? Because I feel like there's a clear divide now. We've got team Ekin, Sharon, Louis. I would say Levi and Gary, even though he's not quite part of the other group. Mm-hmm. And then we have the other group with Nikita, David, and all of that lot. Where would you be?
I'd be on Nikita's, Brad's side, all of that. Because Louis voted for Brad for being young, and I'm like, I know I'm early 30s, but I still feel quite young, so I'd still get all the references. And as a drag queen, they're always talking about slay and work and giving it all of this, that, and the other. That's me. That's my kind of people.
And if you were in there now, like, say if you were in Sharon's position, we asked Carrie this, the same question. On first impressions, who would you have put in the Ring of Fire?
Ooh, very interesting. For me, first impressions, I would have put Lauren. I know. First impression. And then who else? Who else was there to come in? Gary, I would have put up as well, yeah.
And I just hope that when, now with Gary gone, I hope that Ekin Sue, it's still like she's just decided, you know what? Let's stir the pot a bit. And I... credit to
her. Well, Aisha, did you watch Ekin Sue on Love Island? Because this is my first Ekin experience.
Yeah.
So you're fully aware. Like, Brett keeps saying Hurricane Ekin is coming, and I'm really excited.
So Ekin Sue on Love Island was so iconic and stirring the pot. So, like, for instance, she was partnered up with somebody, and then somebody else came in, and she was famously, she crawled on the floor in the balcony area to meet the guy and kiss him and get on with him. And then the other lad found out, and there was this big, massive, like, meme. He called him, like, called Ekin Sue an actress, a liar, this, that, and the other. It was iconic. So Ekin Sue, and that was 2 days in. So Ekin Sue was already causing the drama and the memes and all of it. So I'm not surprised that she's in here now doing the same thing.
It
doing
all
the
led.
Absolute same thing.
Ballet, it all led to the drama of Ekin Sue and a love rival in the Love Island kitchen doing a pancake cook-off to see who could create the best pancake to win someone's affection.
Right, this is camp.
And there was some kind of argument where she says, I'm Ekin Sue, babe. And that person replied saying, Ekin who? And then you could just see the rage in like, it's just high camp.
It was golden. Golden.
So finally, so Gary, you think what we think he's going to get the boot. Who do you think is in for a rough road in the house?
ZZ. I think ZZ's in for a rough road because I'm getting the sense because that like Louis and Lauren and stuff, they will be like, well, ZZ's a bit too, you know, opinionated, blah, 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 blah. Even though Lauren's very opinionated, but no one's saying that about Lauren.
Well, you know what I mean? We know what they're trying to say.
You know what I mean?
A bit too black for me, a bit too black for me.
Yeah. It's very that. So I think ZZ's going to have a rough ride. And plus, she was like second most nominated. So it's going to be interesting.
I think it's a shame, really, because I think she handled herself quite well with the when she was put in the danger zone in the Ring of Fire. She was quite inquisitive. Why did you put it up? And then like said that, I hope that I've proved that first impressions aren't right. So it feels like I don't quite get it.
I think with ZZ, I don't know too much about ZZ, but I know, I'm fully aware that they're a social commentator. Mm. So they fully know how they're being perceived, how the edit's going to take place. So I think they're going to hold themselves really well.
Yeah.
In whatever happens, in whatever arguments, in whatever anyone says about them, I'm really excited to see how ZZ's journey plays out in Big Brother.
And especially with like people will try and knock her off her game. Do you know what I mean? Like if I have to hear Louis say it one more time, I don't know what she does. I mean, that's not for you to know. Do you know what I mean? What have you been doing since X Factor finished 10 years ago? What have you been doing? Where have you been on our screens? Do you know what I mean? Who are you managing? This is, and I just hate that level of like, oh, we're all celebrities and you're not. Well, she's in the same house with you. So think about you. What are you doing when she's in the same house with you?
And there we have it. Oh, why is she black, everyone?
Yeah, give it up for why she black.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I could do this for hours. Hours.
We need to get you on Late and Live, I tell you.
Yeah. God,
honestly, telling you, Danny Who, there we go.
Brilliant. I can't wait to see her at Birmingham Pride. It's not long, you know?
I know. Literally, like, I was saying on my Gadio show that we're like, it's Mother's Day. It's spring. That means, like, festival season, Pride season. It's all going to come ahead. Speaking of Pride season... We've got a very special guest joining us for today's pod.
I'm so thrilled.
And you know what's even more thrilling about this? They slid into our DMs and wanted to come on the pod, which I think is absolutely fucking stunning of them. Fresh from Late and Live. Fresh from their hot seat on the radio. They're booked and busy. They're blessed. We're blessed.
It's Gary. No.
No, we are joined by the icon, Danny Beard, running through everything CBB. Should we give it a little play?
Did you watch Late and Live?
Yes! Not only did you drop the C-bomb once, but two or three times.
Twice. And do you know what? The biggest thing is, I went bright red. I was mortified.
Not that you could tell. You had your makeup on.
Babe, but you know what? There was heads of ITV commissioners in there, people I've had television meetings with, like big wigs. Nobody was bothered.
Yeah, I think it's going to cause the headlines. They want it. Yeah.
They literally were like, it's 11 o'clock at night. Like, we apologise. You apologise. Live TV. It's funny. People are going to talk about it. It's fine.
You know, my favourite bit of Late Night last night was when OT was like, get up, stand up. You're like, I'm ducked.
The thing is, I never normally talk, and I thought, if you get a flash, I actually wore rhinestone knickers last night, just in case you got a flash of the gash, and they were so tight, my left ball was hanging out, and I thought, I'm not getting up.
Doing a bit of radio, TV, going on tour soon, look, you're doing everything. I don't know how you find the time to even watch reality TV.
You're sleeping.
Babe.
Okay.
Babe. I had 4 hours sleep last night and I feel fresh as a daisy today. Gone are the days when I had 4 hours sleep because I was in Cruise 101 in Manchester till 4 a.m.
Now say, I'm living on really, the motorway. You look really refreshed. I'm quite jealous, to be honest.
My top tip is Bondi Sands self-tanning drops that you can add to any moisturiser.
Look, hashtag spawn, hashtag ad. Get the spawn for the pod. Let's do it.
And you know what? Just loads of Botox so I don't sweat and I'm just shiny.
Now, right, I was going to say, how do you find the time? Let's talk firstly about Drag Race UK versus the world, because you have admitted to me, Danny, you're not really watching it as closely as you should be. But what are your initial thoughts?
So let me put it bluntly. Once you've been through a process of a show, the magic of it goes. I know what's behind that wall. It's not a wall, it's a piece of wood. Do you know what I mean? The magic of it goes. And I was watching it to support my sister Jombas. And Jombas has left. And I'm like, who do I like? I like Grandam. I love Hannah Conda. Tia Coffey's all right. She's a nice queen. I'm going to say it. She doesn't particularly do it for me. That's no offence to Tia. I'm supporting her and I hope she goes all the way. I love Charissa May. I can never say her name. I want to say Charito.
You're like Lauren from Big Brother.
Don't. I love that Colgate. Doesn't he look like a pug? Like a little French bulldog? He does, doesn't he? He's a nice lad, but he looks like a French bulldog. I'm surprised some heterosexuals aren't going to like try and keep him in the house on a crushed velvet sofa bed or something.
Right, let's get into Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. It has been a week of chaos. The cracking already. Day three, we've had tears and arguments. And we've seen Sharon pick the Ring of Fire, the three that she wanted to put for eviction. Who would have been, on initial reaction in that house, your three that you would have put in that Ring of Fire?
David Potts wouldn't have been. But I've partied with David Potts in Manchester for years. I've been to after parties where David's been the life and soul of the party and people have gone, oh my God, you would be amazing on Big Brother. This is before David even did I Beat the Weeknder. So to me, David Potts and Big Brother go hand in hand. Do you know what I mean? Gary would have been on there. He's not a celeb.
Thank you.
I met him last night. Mm. I have to say he was quite charming in person. I kind of didn't want him to be. I'm not a fan of the royals one bit.
But Danny, he's not even a royal family member.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is where, I mean, I did on Radio 1 today, tedious links to claim to fame off the back of him.
And Gary got in touch. Well,
my boyfriend's going to be on it next year because he went to Kevin Clifton's mum and dad's dance school. So he might be on Celebrity Big Brother next year.
I said the other night, I was like, I licked a stamp yesterday. I'm part of the royal family.
That is a great analogy. Exactly. He's more related to Jim Royal than any royal I know, put it that way.
So you would have put him in the Ring of Fire. Who else? Just on first impressions.
Lauren, you know.
Mm.
But only because I don't know Lauren. I'm not a Housewives fan. But she left a bitter taste in my mouth when she went on Celebs Go Dating and that clip went viral. You know who I am. You know who I am. It made me go, ugh. But I actually like her on the show now. But we're doing first impressions. So Lauren would have been in because that was my only experience of her. Gary would have been in. And then probably Ekin-Su. But that's me being such a raging homosexual that any Love Island kind of thing makes my toes curl.
Well, let's talk about Ekin-Su because this is my first Ekin-Su experience. Like, I'm not a Love Island viewer. But everyone's like, oh my God, they were gassed. They were like, yes, she's in. It's going to be brilliant. I think she's great for the drama, but I think she knows exactly what she's doing.
She's trouble. She's trouble.
Babe, the problem with Ekin-Su is when you do a lot of telly and reality telly, you know the magic behind, you know the telly magic, and you know what's going to get you airtime. I feel like even when I watch her, that thing that she had with Fern and she was upset because Fern didn't listen. Fern's a lady of a certain age. You're trying to open up to her at 3 a.m.
On the first night.
On the first night, you've never met her. The poor girl wants to go to bed. She treats it like a scene. And that's what gives me the ick about her a little bit. She beelined for the A-listers. Mm. She sat round with Sharon and I know you said Sharon and Ozzy. She sat round with Sharon and Louis because she knows the cameras are going to be on them. It just all feels a little bit contrived from Ekin-Su. And I do feel like somebody said to her, Dean said this on Late in Live, and I echo it. Somebody said to her, I think we can rebrand you a bit here, move you away a little bit from Love Island. And it was like those first few, poor Colgate or you know,
Coleslaw. Someone's called him COVID this morning.
Poor COVID-19. Only mentioned it once. She was like, and I was like, girl,
honestly, it's like, that's what you're not like for. Just go with it.
It's like me being mad at being known from Drag Race. It changed my life. Love Island changed your life. You are going to get it until you are no longer wanting to be in a bikini in a hot tub. So enjoy it.
Do we think that with Sharon gone, that we might see more of Louis and Ekin-Su if she leaves the house in the next couple of days? How do you think that's going to play out with Sharon? Do you think she has a hold on like Louis at the minute? Do you think Louis will get out of control? What's next for Louis?
I don't think Sharon has a hold on Louis, but what I do think is she's a crutch for Louis. And I think that's why Louis was so wanted to cling on to Lauren, because I also think Louis knows the score. He likes Ekin-Su. She's all right. He knows she's got the most followers and she's the most famous one in there other than them two. So he's happy to have her in the crew. But also, Lauren is a little bit more easily led. I won't use the word manipulated because there's bad connotations to it, but I'd have liked to have used that word. He's got a really famous friend and a friend that's going to back him up no matter what. And I think he's already setting the bar for Sharon leaving.
Well, I thought yesterday on the live show, I thought that was going to be Sharon's last day. I thought they'd have a little moment where she leaves. She's still in there. What's going on? That's what I need to know. Have they like put their hands down the sofa and found a bit more money to be like, right, stay another day?
Honey, someone's put 50p in Aussie, do you know what I mean? I was praying it was going to be last night, selfishly, because I was there and I'd have loved to have met her, and she's the queen of a Zempic. And somebody actually tweeted last night saying, I look like Sharon. And I was like, thank you. I'm not mad on people talking about people's weight loss, weight gain. You never know what's behind that. So I don't want to get too deep, but I'm not mad on it. So if I can make it funny and make it a joke, I will. What was I talking about?
Sharon staying.
I got on a tangent about Zempic.
You were getting deep. Know? We were like, right, let's have some
Lady Gaga doing the painkiller ads for a second then.
I was going to start crying and get in a circle and get some crystals out. I think Sharon will be there for a couple more days. I'm not saying I've heard that, because I would never go on a TV show and spill production gossip, but I think she's going to be in there for a few more days. And then I think we're going to see, are we going to see the real Louis? Are we going to see the mask slip?
Well, I do think when Sharon goes, I think Louis's going to be like, I'm off. See you later.
I thought this. I thought mighty walk.
I hope not. I hope he thinks, oh, I've made some friends in and out. Let me stay. Because once Sharon and Louis go, I do fear like a lot of people are just going to back off from the show. And I think it's a potential to be a really great series.
And I think, look, if we can get Louis staying with the celebrity wheelie bin of shame and he's bonding with Lauren, I think there's a potential that these two could be providing the drama for the rest of the series.
Agreed. And I think it was, there was a lot of Lauren on last night's show, where people were still voting. And I'm such a telly nerd, I sometimes think, was that conscious of producers because they knew actually Lauren's a lifeline for Louis and we want to try and keep Louis, so we'll show Lauren in a good light. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm overthinking it. You never know with TV. You never know what producers are thinking. But part of me thought, I'm going to be sat next to Gary in a minute.
Well, at the moment, Louis has kind of got Lauren and Ekin-Su in his corner. So once Sharon does leave, hopefully he'll stay around for one of the girls and kind of just, you know.
But can we also just all get off on the fact that Sharon is giving us Adele gossip, James Corden gossip, Christina Aguilera buying her house.
Look, I was saying, you know how like some of the lads are doing like this fake little podcast in the garden? Give it a rest. Give Sharon and Louis a podcast. Spilling all the X Factor tea. I need it. I need that in my life.
The tea on Simon Cowell.
Oh.
And it didn't. Where Ekin-Su, like I said before, things feel like scenes. She knows I want to talk about this here. They're of an age of television where they trust the process. They're booked as the star. Mm-hmm. And they are going to say things on camera that they can, because, well, I'm the star. The TV aren't gonna show that, because I'm the star, and they're not gonna show that. You're on Big Brother. The cameras don't lie. You can't hide. And even Gary was saying last night, they just say stuff. They just talk. They don't think about the cameras. And then apparently Louis would say, talk, and then say, oh, actually, we're mic'd, aren't we? We probably shouldn't say that. But he's already said it.
Well, speaking of spilling some tea, I'm going to try and get some tea out of you now, Danny, because rumoured housemate list before the series started, you were on there, and everyone was like, Danny Beard needs to go in. Did they approach you? Did they ask you? And would you go in?
I would 100% go in. Listen, the fact is, I'm very lucky that I've had lots of telly meetings for lots of TV shows. And for one reason or another, you don't make it. So it's not really the done thing to talk about the things you don't make it on. So I'll let you guys come up with your conclusion. I would love to do the show. I'm a massive fan of the show. And, you know, I'm still in with Big Brother late in life, so I'd never say never if they want to. So you want to pick up the phone next year?
We love you on Late in Life, so hopefully you'll be back on the series still.
Speaking of this year's series, if you were in there, who do you think you'd gravitate towards? Do you think you'd fall on the Ekin, Sharon, Louis side of things, or do you think you'd fall more on the Heartstopper gang?
See, I'd probably fall more on the Heartstopper gang. Love that. But I'd want to talk to Louis and Sharon. And unlike Ekin Su, where I feel like it's contrived, I'd just like to talk to them about, like, they're a massive part of my childhood. I'd love to have them conversation. Oh, God, and what was it like when you did that? What was the X Factor really like? How did that work for you? Like, when she started talking about contracts and, like, I'm a major, 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 major Z-lister in this world. I've been on Drag Race. I'm hosting a bit of radio. I do bits. I'm not their level. So to me, I find that so interesting that when Sharon talks about things like we were under contract and then I was dropped, and I think, oh, I experienced those things. I experienced nearly being involved in a TV show and then not. And you don't ever think of people like Sharon going through that. You just think they're so powerful, they can do what they want. So I would find it interesting to be able to speak to people like that and learn from it. I'm so hungry in this industry to present and to take my career into a certain trajectory. And I've always shouted about that and said, this is what I want. Even when I was on Drag Race, I used to joke about hosting the This Morning competitions. Like, I'd love to do that stuff, and I'm hopefully working my way to that. And if I don't, I'm giving it a good try. But if I do, it's because I can learn from people like that in the house. So I'd love to chat with them, but I think fundamentally I'd be part of the Heartstopper gang because they just look like they're having fun. That said, sometimes I think if I was in that house, I'd go mad right now. You know, when little cute, what's he called, Bradley, banging on that gong?
Yeah.
I'd have been like, twink, put that fucking gong down.
And it is like they're having a lot of fun. And some of these shows, sometimes you do want that kind of fun. And we've seen it with Amber Celebrity. When they're all having a good time, we really enjoy watching it. But do you think something like Big Brother, when they're all friendly, having a lovely time, do you think it's quite boring?
I mean, you need your Davids in there. You know, but Gary came out last night and was like, Davids, he's too much to be in a house with. But I'd rather watch David, Gary. I'd rather watch David than you tell me 150 times that you related to... Which one was it, Kate?
Who knows? Who cares?
Who cares?
He's gone missing.
I mean, you've not... Prince Gary? You're not a royal.
Now, I did want to chat.
I feel bad because he was all right. He was nice to talk to. So I feel bad saying it, but fundamentally...
You know what? This is our problem. After last series of Big Brother, we took a dislike to a lot of the housewives, but when we chatted to them, I was like, oh, they were really nice, actually. It's like, damn!
Yeah, you can only judge people off what you see. And what I've seen, I've judged them on.
Well, let's talk about the reaction to David, because I feel like we've seen quite a lot of the older housemates coming forward and saying that David is too much. And I'm hearing this, like, oh, he's just a bit too much. And yet, like you say, we have twink Bradley banging the gong and probably being just as annoying. Why do you think David's maybe getting labelled with the, oh, he's too much card?
I think because I'm just going to say, I think the way he looks, he's a bigger gay guy. He's on the orange side. I relate to that. That's been me for many years. Too much, too gobby, too fat, too this, too that. And people see that and go, ugh. And they judge the book by its cover. And then when they've got something easy to say, you're loud. You've got things you can say on top of it. It's just easy for people to say that. But if you like, if you unpick it, Bradley's just as annoying.
Yeah.
If you think they're annoying, yeah. I don't. But if you're going to say David is, then surely you're going to say Bradley is. That's what my point is.
So going into the last couple of weeks, who do you think is going to make it to like the top three? Who are you rooting for? And what do you hope plays out in the house?
Top three, I think we could see Fern in there.
The Finaissance.
If she opens up and we learn a bit more about her.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we need to open
the Finaissance.
Yes, the Finaissance is happening. I think it's real.
You guys are walking, talking memes. You are meme machines. In fact, Bally, we spoke about you last night, me and Otie, and I was like, do you know him? And she was like, yeah, he's the guy who makes the memes. I was like, he's a meme machine.
Right, Otie, give me a follow. Learn me how to dance. Let's get on Strictly.
Oh, that looks like too much effort, darling.
Otie, pick me up!
What was the question? I'm having too much fun with you guys.
Top three.
I think David could do it. I think Fern could do it. Nikita's not giving me anything.
You know what? Nikita's a bit boring at the moment. I love Nikita, but it's giving boring. Like, come on.
I don't get these people.
Songs on.
I keep saying
they're putting songs on in the house. Why aren't we seeing you ripping your top off and doing some dancing? That's what you're booked for.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of reaction to Nikita's death stare saying it's really hot, but I'm just looking at him thinking, oh, that would make me very uncomfortable if I was in a pub and he was looking at me like that.
It's like that meme, you know, and all the triangles and all the max equations are rolling around. That's what needs to go on top of the death stare for people to stop thinking it's hot. Let me say, Fern, David, and I think there will probably be something like we're not expecting, like an Ekinsu.
I think it's going to be COVID. I think COVID's going to sail to the top.
Do you?
Yeah. Very, very boringly. I mean, look.
You need some storylines.
I think I'm taking my aggression out on COVID because I don't like the character in Corey. And I'm just like, oh, piss off, Craig. But I'm like,
I don't watch Corey. I'm blessed.
Pisses me off, I tell you.
Well, that's what makes me think that's why Lauren's getting his name wrong all the time. Maybe she's just trying really hard not to call him Craig, which is his character name.
I would just call him. I'd be like, look, you're Craig. You're always going to be Craig. I don't give a shit.
Can we just pick up on Lauren? Because she is a funny character in that I go between kind of feeling sorry for a little bit and think, oh, I think she's just a bit dumb. I mean that in the nicest sense. I'm not, you know, I'm not judging her character here. I think maybe she's just a little, like, I was thinking back to that clip on Celeb, you know who I am. Maybe she just is that,
you know what?
In that world.
She reminds me of the type of person who would be bitching about someone on a text, but send it to the person she's bitching about. Do you know what I mean?
Me. I've done that. I once sent a nude to my ex-boyfriend's family WhatsApp.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to know more about this. What happened?
I went downstairs to make coffee and my phone pinged and I just assumed it was him asking what was for, because he shouted, what's for breakfast? And I didn't answer and then the phone pinged. So I clicked the ping and sent like a willy. Flapping Willy and put this and just put this in the family. What was his auntie Adele? Not.
Oh dear.
Well, anyway, we're not together anymore, so it doesn't matter. Her auntie Adele still got the pics.
Oh, Danny, thank you so much for joining us on Fancy This One. You know, we need to talk about the rest of your year because in June the winners tour with Lawrence, Crystal, and Ginger booked in business.
All the winners, apart from Viv. Yes.
And then in September, you're going on your own tour, Straight Expectations, all across the country. Look, how do you find the time?
I am lucky. You know, I've been in this game years and I toured pubs and clubs gay pubs and clubs that supported me and gave me a life and gave me a career. I always wanted to be an actor. I always wanted to be a presenter. And I tried for drama school and never got it. And without giving you my X Factor sob story, doing drag took control of it. And I was able to perform and make people laugh and host things and present things. And that's just grown and grown. So I'm dead lucky and I've worked years for it. So it is a lot when you think about what I'm doing. And when I look at my calendar, but like an athlete, I've been training years. Do you know what I mean?
No, you deserve it. And we cannot wait to see you keep shining and keep going because you're brilliant at it.
There's still 25% of a gig available on Lorraine if you ever fancied that.
Fun fact, I'm going back on Lorraine. Can't say no more. I'm going back. We have not fallen out. We're friends.
Okay.
Are you going with Lorraine this time, though?
Definitely with Lorraine.
Oh, God. The showdown.
Do you know, I think Lorraine is a lot more of a laugh than people think.
She definitely... Well, we saw her on Drag Race that time on season two, and she was brilliant.
You know what I mean? And she loves drag. She's always supported the gays. And I think she gets the comedy element of it. I mean, I'm not speaking on behalf of it. She might absolutely hate it and I might have got the wrong end of the stick, but she's a real laugh.
I think if she hated it, she would have blocked a few Twitter accounts. So clearly she doesn't hate it that much.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm not just saying that because we've got the same management. Like, I've not got my manager with a gun in my back saying, you better pick up the room. I mean it.
So is it you hosting that account?
I was going to say, I want to see Danny Bean hosting Lorraine.
Babe, do you know what? I've done two episodes, listen to me. I've done two radio shows on Radio 1 now, live. And I don't know how you guys do live radio. I mean, I do. I love it now. But my first day, so I can't imagine hosting live telly every day. Timings, 10 things going on at once. It's such a skill.
Well, try doing it pre-recorded now, Pally from Big Brother dropping an F-bomb that you've not edited out and getting a text from Bally being like, there was a little F-bomb there. And then getting an Ofcom complaint.
Well, listen, if Hally got an Ofcom complaint, I'm sure I got many Ofcom complaints last night dropping the C-bomb. Oti Mabusi, I think she's pulling my leg, but she messaged me and said, just so you know, they have to pay £1 million when you say cunt. Sorry, you're gonna have to bleep that now. And I said, "What? So they're gonna pay £2 million? They're gonna have to pay £2 million more? They're gonna pay more money for me on Late and Live saying cunt than they have for Sharon? No.
Well, they're gonna have to pay £1 million for her calling Anna Winter a cunt the other day.
I love it.
Right, oh, nice brilliant. One. Cheers for joining us. Give it up for Danny Bean, everyone.
Yay!
Oh. I was giggling all the way through that. Do you know what? I'm scared that Danny Bean thought, what a smarmy bastard. He sat there with a smirk on his face. The whole and they're just up my street for humour. Love Danny Beard. Lovely person.
I could have chatted to Danny for hours. I really want to like sit and have drinks. You, me, Danny Beard, Oti Mabuse. Let's do it. Let's bring it on. Get AJ Dudu on the case as well. Yeah. Will Best, why not?
Oh, what a week then. I mean, we've not even dissected Drag Race UK. Like, summarise what happened because I had a migraine and fell asleep.
Of course you bloody did. You know what? This week's episode wasn't that great. It was a good challenge. It had the potential. On paper, it looked like it was going to be fab. But the highlight for me was Tia Coffey. Once again... Redemption. So last week they won the Snatch Game, won the Rupita badge, won the challenge, everything. And they went home on Snatch Game in their original season. And on that same episode, they wore the pterodactyl outfit on the runway, which they got sent home in. This week, the category was When I Glow Up. So it was like basically taking an old Drag Race runway theme and like glowing it up. And they did that. And they won. They didn't win the lip sync, but they were the top two. Highlight for me. And also, speaking of Tia Coffey, their moment in the workroom, I was bawling, I was crying. It was just really beautiful. And I feel, if you're not a Tia Coffey fan, this is the moment, I feel, where you're going to learn a lot more about them. Talking about their mom, their dad, and just their history and why they were in their original season. Really beautiful moment, and I'm a Tia Coffey stan. I'll have both tea and a coffee. Bring it on.
Bring it on. We do need to talk about Goffey.
Yeah. they did go. And I think, you know what, Three Lives, they've had their chance, and
well,
bless
them. An interview post Gothy's exit that has been published, saying that she doesn't quite fit the Drag Race machine. And you know what? I think that's a really... It's quite a powerful statement, actually, because I do think Gothy has done incredible things since leaving Drag Race. Music, as a music producer, as a DJ. And I just feel that, like, sometimes I think there's almost this definition of what a Rue Girl queen is. Mm-hmm. And that is the template for being a drag queen. And then you look at some of the queens in history, like, with, you know, Jodie Harsh, a massive drag artist, but it just carving her own way out in the industry, and is now one of the UK's biggest dance acts. And doesn't, I feel, whenever I chat to Jodie, it feel like I'm chatting to like a Rue Girl.
I think especially on Drag Race UK, I think the queens that go on have a career in mind. You've seen like people like Tace and Bimini go down the fashion route. You've seen Viv do like West End and pantomime, and that's clearly what they wanted to do. Danny Beard, as we spoke to, clearly wanted to do presenting. It's always what they've had in mind. And Gothy wants to DJ music, you know what I mean? And Tia Coffey obviously wanted to be a pop star. So let them go down their own avenues. And for some reason, I think people think DJing is just kind of like a little fallback. No, if they've got that in their head, let them crack on. And like you said, yeah. Jodie Harsh made a fantastic career being a producer and a DJ. So talk to Gothy.
I think that's a good place to end. All right, then. Bye.
Getting that edit suite, darling.
Fancy another pod with Bali Singh and Brett Harris, Megalia original podcast.
So I need to go to Costco after this because Charlotte wants tacos.
Are tacos like the ones which are like ready molded?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had them. I don't think
I've
ever had them.
But they're like fajitas. They're not, so tacos to me are crunchy, aren't they? That's what I've never had tacos before, but they're crunchy, and you normally put beef chili in. These are like chicken tacos, right? And they're shaped like a taco in it, but they're just a soft tortilla.
So I
always get them out and then make a chicken wrap out of them.
Yeah, I love
it. She's like, no, you're doing it wrong. You're not eating it like a taco. I'm like, it's not a taco, it's a fajita.
Yeah. That's very slidey. Slip and slide.
Yeah.
See, the thing is with a taco, like hard shell, I don't want any filling in that. I want to break it up and scoop.
Well, that's just Dorito, darling.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. Getting a fucking shell, whacking some chili in it, that's messy. That's just unnecessary mess.
Let me tell you, Megan McKenna, get followed on Instagram. Yes,
I do. I love her.
Did you see the steak and rocket wrap that she made the other day with caramelized onions? Oh, my sweet baby Jesus.
Get her on the fucking pod.
I chatted to Megan McKenna once.
I've been very potty mouthed this episode. I'm really sorry.
You have. You mousy cunt.